WHDD presents Susan Says.
Dear listener, happy and healthy new year. I had hoped to start this year with a fun review of a TV show like Smilf, S-M-I-L-F, quite brilliant. But I can't say the whole title because it's naughty, and the show is naughty too, but well worth watching. But no, the moron in chief has made the holiday and the first few days of the new year his own hell, which becomes ours. First, he threatened North Korea with the size of his button. Yeah, he's back to that again. He needs both of his tiny hands to drink from a bottle. What is that? But moving on, a great book from Michael Wolff. Yeah, he's always controversial, but still, I believe, even if 10%, it reveals all the insanity and stupidity and any other negative word that you feared and now know to be true about this so-called administration. Hashtag 45-ish, never my president, as you know, is now so clearly insane that the fact that the net hasn't been thrown over him is the biggest lie so far. Remember, he lies all the time. His projection. He called Steve Bannon out of his mind. Hello, takes one to know one, etc. I never thought I'd be grateful to Steve Bannon. I ordered the book. I can't stand that I can't get it until the 9th. The excerpts are so unreal that they're both frightening and funny, horrible and hysterical. And once again, I hope it will be the final nail in the coffin, but you never know. Every time something happens, you know who shall be nameless, Voldemort. Every time he tweets something insane, I think this is it. But then those others who actually still support him or enable him, I call them worse than treasonous because they have helped destroy democracy and our country. They keep saying they love it so much. Well, perhaps you protest too much. Maybe this is it. I hope so. But you never know. Come on, Mueller, get to it already. There are not enough words to adequately describe Trump's mental capacity. They call him idiot, moron, stupid, illiterate. He can't read. He won't read. He doesn't read. He repeats things endlessly. He's phobic. Yeah, you know, 27 shrinks wrote a book already saying he's nuts. Maybe the Walter Reed hospital exam on the 12th will show this, and he will be gone, but I doubt it. All of this is funny, but it's so dangerous. Around the world, they're shocked and afraid of what's become of us. Iran is on fire. North Korea is ready to explode. We have no leadership. We have no policy. We have someone pretending to be president. We must impeach, because then, and only then, will we have a happy new year.
Susan Silver was one of the original writers of such TV classics as The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Maude and Bob Newhart. She lectures and teaches sitcom writing and had a column on the New York Social Diary called The Search for Mr. Adequate. She hasn't found him yet. Appearing on TV and radio often, she expresses her views on life and opinions on everything.